Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. He asked me many questions. One brother, he asked me many questions about how difficult it is to maintain awareness and awakeness, how we cannot think about Akhirah. And you can read all his questions. And all his questions is legitimate. And the answer is easy, but is not easy. Again, when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us, O you believe, remember me in abundance. What happen if we do not remember Allah? What happen if we not read Quran? What happen if we do not visit the sick? What happen if we do not have the right companion? What happen if we're not engaging in a journey of Iman? Dunya will stick us. And the priority of life and understanding of life completely change. And shaitan will make me busy about every issue except anything to do with Akhirah. And this is the majority. Why? Because Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said something. He said, whoever his heart is bunched with dunya, he's the ultimate fool. He's a blind. And he can be cursed by Allah wal a'udhu billah. When you understand how many ayat warning us about dunya, how many ahadith warning us about dunya, how many ahadith qudsiyya, word of Allah straight to us warning us about dunya. Imagine you love something, Allah tell you hate it. Meaning you're going the opposite direction of Allah and you want Allah to be with you. What happened to the hypocrite of Medina? They pray behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They saw him. They sit with him. And but when the time come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them to spend for Allah, do for Allah, struggle for Allah, they retract. And this Allah called them a hypocrite. What about us, Ya Abid? What about us today? How many of us spending for Allah? How many of us spending our time for Sabilillah? By this way, to answer your question is very simple and very difficult. You have to be in a state of dhikrullah. And today, if you ask me, the majority are completely addicted to everything except Allah. To the point, I hardly meet people who remember Allah. Their tongue always talk about everything else except Allah. I remember I met many people in my life. I cannot hear them saying anything at all. Why? Because you're busy dhikrullah. My advice to all of you, okay, read the book on vocation of God by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. But read it slowly, one chapter at a time, and try to live it. Because today a lot of people, oh, I read this book, I finished this book, I finished this book. Big deal. By this way, we have to put our tongue in practice. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah As-Saff. Oh, you believe. Why you say the things you do not do? Allah hate most those who say the things you do not do. Again, this is not easy. If you read this verse carefully, imagine when Allah hate you. What left? What left? What left? We in it big time. We are in a very high status of heedlessness, a status of blindness, a status of we are drugged of dunya big time and we do not feel it. We hardly think about Akhirah. I said it before and I'm repeating myself. Read about Jannah, read about Jahannam, read about death and journey of soul after death. All of a sudden you find this dunya is insignificant. Because one of the status of the heedlessness is you're not going to benefit even from death. You can see the people dying and it doesn't bother you. And this is what's happening to all of us today. We become immune. Now, why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua? Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenak. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atak. Allahumma la tuzigh qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the heart of a believer is between the two finger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's changing them the way he wants. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. Be careful. Be careful about changing the heart. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I hope what I said answer your question, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold our heart in the state of Iman. And remember also companionship. But even then, I will tell you something, Ya Abid and all of you, something very scary. Our nafs becoming so high, even when we accompany someone, our intention is not correct. Our intention is not pure. We have no obedience to who we accompany them. We have no intention to copy them or try to help them or to stand with them. And what happened? Instead of companion other to benefit from them, we companion other to destroy them and be argue with them and try to push them to be sucked in our way instead of we adopting them. It's a musibah. It's a musibah, Ya Abid. Big time. Anyway, we are in it. I believe it without no doubt. We are in the end of time. And it's up to each one of us to struggle. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the end of time, the man holding his deen like a person holding a piece of charcoal or fire in his hand. We in it, Ya Abid. But it's up to us. It's up to us. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. When you make salah and when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, try to comprehend Surah Al-Fatiha. Because Surah Al-Fatiha is enough if we recite it in the right manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, inshaAllah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.